We'll open this second hour of With Heart and Voice with music suggested by Arthur in New Lenox, Illinois, and Eve in Cleveland. Rafe Vaughan Williams' exciting setting of George Herbert's text, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing. From the five mystical songs, we'll hear Antiphon, performed by the Corydon Singers and English Chamber Orchestra, all directed by Matthew Best.
Thank you.
The hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, sung to the tune Repton, was requested by Cindy in Virginia. We heard it sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Malcolm Archer. Earlier, the Corydon singers performed Antiphon from the Five Mystical Songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Matthew Best conducted. Exuberant organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach is next. Jeannie in Rochester actually asked for this particular performance of the Toccata in F Major BWV 540. David Higgs plays the Fisk organ in the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas.
Thank you.
David Higgs played the Toccata in F, BWV 540 by J.S. Bach at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Torrey in New Jersey was most interested in hearing a Welsh hymn sung by a gathering of Welsh and those interested in all things Welsh. I have just the ticket from a gathering from the North American Festival of Wales held in Rochester, New York in 2017. 600 people gathered in Rochester's Third Presbyterian Church for the 86th National Gymanfaganu, an extended hymn festival. From that event, we'll hear the tune Crimond, which sets words of the 23rd Psalm. Myron Walters conducts with organist David Enlow. The Welsh hymn tune Crimond, setting a paraphrase of the 23rd Psalm. Myron Walters led the gathered attendees at the 86th National Gymanfaganu, held in Rochester, New York in 2017. David Enlow played the organ. Jean from Pittsford, New York, finds strength and comfort in the Kyrie from Louis Vierne's imposing Messe Solennelle. Written originally for choir and two organs, the musicians of St. Thomas Church in New York devised an arrangement of the work for choir, organ, brass, and percussion. We'll listen to the Kyrie performed in this version by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys with the St. Thomas Brass and organist Jeremy Bruns. John Scott conducts.
Thank you.
In the Bleak Midwinter, as set by Gustav Holst, was the request of Peter in Rochester. It was sung here by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by George Guest. Earlier, we heard the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys with brass, percussion, and organ perform the Kyrie from the Messe Solennelle by Louis Vierne. John Scott conducted. Many people have found solace in these troubling times in the words and music of the gospel song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. We'll hear it in an arrangement by Ed Lojeski, sung by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong conducts.
Thank you.
Take My Hand, Precious Lord, arranged by Ed Lojeski and performed by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong conducted. In a moment, we'll hear another setting of Ubi Caritas, this one written for the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton in April 2011 by Welsh composer Paul Mueller. An original and lush harmonic setting gives way to a brief quote of the original plain chant at the very end. Tim and Elizabeth in Ithaca requested this piece for the program, and we'll hear it in a performance by the Sam Houston State University Chorale, led by James Franklin. Ubi Caritas by Paul Mueller was performed by the Sam Houston State University Chorale. James Franklin directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll round out today's program of listener favorites with the ever-popular Gloria by John Rutter for some inspiration as we go forward. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers, the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, and City of London Sinfonia in this three-movement hymn of praise. Thank you. Gloria by John Rutter was performed by the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia with the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. All were conducted by the composer. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to a second helping of music chosen by you, sacred pieces that listeners have found to be helpful during these difficult days. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. And in addition, we've assembled a playlist of beautiful pieces to offer comfort and solace in these troubling times. The playlist is linked on our website. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.